2 Kings chapter 11. David falleth into the crime of adultery with Bathsheba, and not finding other means to conceal it, causeth her husband Urias to be slain. Then marrieth her, who beareth him a son. 11:1. And it came to pass at the return of the year, at the time when kings go forth to war, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they spoiled the children of Ammon, and besieged Rabbah. But David remained in Jerusalem. 11:2. In the meantime it happened that David arose from his bed after noon, and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And he saw from the roof of his house a woman washing herself, over against him. And the woman was very beautiful. 11:3. And the king sent, and inquired who the woman was. And it was told him, that she was Bathsheba the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Urias the Hethite. 11:4. And David sent messengers, and took her, and she came into him, and he slept with her. And presently she was purified from her uncleanness. 11:5. And she returned to her house having conceived. And she sent and told David, and said, I have conceived. 11:6. And David sent to Joab, saying, Send me Urias the Hethite. And Joab sent Urias to David. 11:7. And Urias came to David. And David asked how Joab did, and the people, and how the war was carried on. 11:8. And David said to Urias, Go into thy house, and wash thy feet. And Urias went out from the king's house, and there went out after him a mess of meat from the king. 11:9. But Urias slept before the gate of the king's house, with the other servants of his lord, and went not down to his own house. 11:10. And it was told David by some that said, Urias went not to his house. And David said to Urias, Didst thou not come from thy journey? Why didst thou not go down to thy house? 11:11. And Urias said to David, The ark of God and Israel and Judah dwell in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord abide upon the face of the earth. And shall I go into my house, to eat and to drink, and to sleep with my wife? By thy welfare and by the welfare of thy soul I will not do this thing. 11:12. Then David said to Urias, Tarry here today, and tomorrow I will send thee away. Urias tarried in Jerusalem the day and the next. 11:13. And David called him to eat and to drink before him, and he made him drunk. And he went out in the evening, and slept on his couch with the servants of his lord, and went not down into his house. 11:14. And when the morning was come, David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Urias. 11:15. Writing in the letter, Set ye Urias in the front of the battle, where the fight is strongest, and leave ye him, that he may be wounded and die. 11:16. Wherefore as Joab was besieging the city, he put Urias in the place where he knew the bravest men were. 11:17. And the men coming out of the city, fought against Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Urias the Hethite was killed also. 11:18. Then Joab sent, and told David all things concerning the battle. 11:19. And he charged the messenger, saying, When thou hast told all the words of the battle to the king. 11:20. If thou see him to be angry, and he shall say, Why did you approach so near to the wall to fight? Knew you not that many darts are thrown from above off the wall? 11:21. Who killed Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal? Did not a woman cast a piece of a millstone upon him from the wall and slew him in Thebes? Why did you go near the wall? Thou shalt say, Thy servant Urias the Hethite is also slain. 11:22. So the messenger departed, and came and told David all that Joab had commanded him. 11:23. And the messenger said to David, The men prevailed against us, and they came out to us into the field. And we vigorously charged and pursued them even to the gate of the city. 11:24. And the archers shot their arrows at thy servants from off the wall above. And some of the king's servants are slain, and thy servant Urias the Hethite is also dead. 11:25. And David said to the messenger, Thus shalt thou say to Joab, Let not this thing discourage thee. For various is the event of war, and sometimes one, sometimes another is consumed by the sword. Encourage thy warriors against the city, and exhort them that thou mayest overthrow it. 11:26. And the wife of Urias heard that Urias her husband was dead, and she mourned for him. 11:27. And the mourning being over, David sent and brought her into his house, and she became his wife, and she bore him a son. And this thing which David had done, was displeasing to the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 12. Nathan's parable. David confesseth his sin, and is forgiven, yet so as to be sentenced to most severe temporal punishments. The death of the child, the birth of Solomon, the taking of Rabbath, 12:1. And the Lord sent Nathan to David, and when he was come to him, he said to him, There were two men in one city, the one rich, and the other poor. 12:2. The rich man had exceeding many sheep and oxen. 12:3. But the poor man had nothing at all but one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and which had grown up in his house together with his children, eating of his bread, and drinking of his cup, and sleeping in his bosom. And it was unto him as a daughter. 12:4. And when a certain stranger was come to the rich man, he spared to take of his own sheep and oxen, to make a feast for that stranger, who was come to him, but took the poor man's ewe, and dressed it for the man that was come to him. 12:5. And David's anger being exceedingly kindled against that man, he said to Nathan, As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this is a child of death. 12:6. He shall restore the ewe fourfold, because he did this thing, and had no pity. 12:7. And Nathan said to David, Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord the God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee from the hand of Saul. 12:8. And gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and Judah. And if these things be little, I shall add far greater things unto thee. 12:9. Why therefore hast thou despised the word of the Lord, to do evil in my sight? Thou hast killed Urias the Hethite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. 12:10. Therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Urias the Hethite to be thy wife. 12:11. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house, and I will take thy wives before thy eyes and give them to thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. I will raise, etc. All these evils, inasmuch as they were punishments, came upon David by a just judgment of God, for his sin, and therefore God says, I will raise, etc. But inasmuch as they were sins, on the part of Absalom and his associates, God was not the author of them, but only permitted them. 12:12. For thou didst it secretly. But I will do this thing in the sight of all Israel, and in the sight of the sun. 12:13. And David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, The Lord also hath taken away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. 12:14. Nevertheless, because thou hast given occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, for this thing, the child that is born to thee, shall surely die. 12:15. And Nathan returned to his house. The Lord also struck the child which the wife of Urias had borne to David, and his life was despaired of. 12:16. And David besought the Lord for the child. And David kept a fast, and going in by himself lay upon the ground. 12:17. And the ancients of his house came, to make him rise from the ground. But he would not, neither did he eat meat with them. 12:18. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him, that the child was dead. For they said, Behold, when the child was yet alive, we spoke to him, and he would not hearken to our voice. How much more will he afflict himself if we tell him that the child is dead? 12:19. But when David saw his servants whispering, he understood that the child was dead. And he said to his servants, Is the child dead? They answered him, He is dead. 12:20. Then David arose from the ground, and washed and anointed himself. And when he had changed his apparel, he went into the house of the Lord, and worshipped, and then he came into his own house, and he called for bread, and ate. 12:21. And his servants said to him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child, while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise up, and eat bread. 12:22. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept for him. For I said, Who knoweth whether the Lord may not give him to me, and the child may live? 12:23. But now that he is dead, why should I fast? Shall I be able to bring him back any more? I shall go to him rather, but he shall not return to me. 12:24. And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went in unto her, and slept with her. And she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. 12:25. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and called his name, Amiable to the Lord, because the Lord loved him. Amiable to the Lord, or beloved of the Lord, in Hebrew, Jedidiah 12:26. And Joab fought against Rabbath of the children of Ammon, and laid close siege to the royal city. 12:27. And Joab sent messengers to David, saying, I have fought against Rabbath, and the city of waters is about to be taken. The city of waters. Rabbath, the royal city of the Ammonites, was called the city of waters, from being encompassed with waters. 12:28. Now therefore gather thou the rest of the people together, and besiege the city and take it, lest when the city shall be wasted by me, the victory be ascribed to my name. 12:29. Then David gathered all the people together, and went out against Rabbath. And after fighting, he took it. 12:30. And he took the crown of their king from his head, the weight of which was a talent of gold, set with most precious stones, and it was put upon David's head, and the spoils of the city which were very great he carried away. 12:31. And bringing forth the people thereof he sought them, and drove over them chariots armed with iron, and divided them with knives, and made them pass through brickkilns. So did he to all the cities of the children of Ammon. And David returned, with all the army to Jerusalem. 2 Kings chapter 13. Ammon ravisheth Amro, for which Absalom killeth him, and flieth to Jeshur. 13:1. And it came to pass after this that Ammon the son of David loved the sister of Absalom the son of David, who was very beautiful, and her name was Amro. 13:2. And he was exceedingly fond of her, so that he fell sick for the love of her. For as she was a virgin, he thought it hard to do anything dishonestly with her. 13:3. Now Ammon had a friend, named Jonadab the son of Shammah the brother of David, a very wise man, that is, a crafty and subtle man. For the counsel he gave on this occasion shows that his wisdom was but carnal and worldly. 13:4. And he said to him, Why dost thou grow so lean from day to day, O son of the king? Why dost thou not tell me the reason of it? And Ammon said to him, I am in love with Amra, the sister of my brother Absalom. 13:5. And Jonadab said to him, Lie down upon thy bed, and feign thyself sick. And when my father shall come to visit thee, say to him, Let my sister Amra, I pray thee, come to me, to give me to eat, and to make me a mess, that I may eat at her hand. 13:6. So Ammon lay down, and made as if he were sick. And when the king came to visit him, Ammon said to the king, I pray thee let my sister Amra come, and make in my sight two little messes, that I may eat at her hand. 13:7. Then David sent home to Amra, saying, Come to the house of thy brother Ammon, and make him a mess. 13:8. And Amra came to the house of Ammon her brother, but he was laid down, and she took meal and tempered it, and dissolving it in his sight she made little messes. 13:9. And taking what she had boiled, she poured it out, and set it before him, but he would not eat. And Ammon said, Put out all persons from me. And when they had put all persons out, 13:10. Ammon said to Amra, Bring the mess into the chamber, that I may eat at thy hand. And Amra took the little messes which she had made, and brought them into her brother Ammon in the chamber. 13:11. And when she had presented him the meat, he took hold of her, and said, Come lie with me, my sister. 13:12. She answered him, Do not so, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing must be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. 13:13. For I shall not be able to bear my shame, and thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. But rather speak to the king, and he will not deny me to thee. 13:14. But he would not hearken to her prayers, but being stronger overpowered her and lay with her. 13:15. Then Ammon hated her with an exceeding great hatred, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her before. And Ammon said to her, Arise, and get thee gone. 13:16. She answered him, The evil which now thou dost against me, in driving me away, is greater than that which thou didst before. And he would not hearken to her. 13:17. But calling the servants that ministered to him, he said, Thrust this woman out from me, and shut the door after her. 13:18. And she was clothed with a long robe. For the king's daughters that were virgins, used such kind of garments. Then his servant thrust her out, and shut the door after her. 13:19. And she put ashes on her head, and rent her long robe and laid her hands upon her head, and went down crying. 13:20. And Absalom her brother said to her, hath thy brother Ammon lain with thee. But now, sister, hold thy peace, he is thy brother, and afflict not thy heart for this thing. So Amma remained pining away in the house of Absalom her brother. 13:21. And when King David heard of these things, he was exceedingly grieved, and he would not afflict the spirit of his son Ammon, for he loved him, because he was his firstborn. 13:22. But Absalom spoke not to Ammon neither good nor evil. For Absalom hated Ammon because he had ravished his sister Amra. 13:23. And it came to pass after 2 years, that the sheep of Absalom were shorn in Baal-hazor, which is near Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons. 13:24. And he came to the king, and said to him, Behold, thy servant's sheep are shorn. Let the king, I pray, with his servants come to his servant. 13:25. And the king said to Absalom, Nay, my son, do not ask that we should all come, and be charitable to thee. And when he pressed him, and he would not go, he blessed him. 13:26. And Absalom said, If thou wilt not come, at least let my brother Ammon, I beseech thee, come with us. And the king said to him, It is not necessary that he should go with thee. 13:27. But Absalom pressed him, so that he let Ammon and all the king's sons go with him. And Absalom made a feast as it were the feast of a king. 13:28. And Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, Take notice when Ammon shall be drunk with wine, and when I shall say to you, Strike him, and kill him, fear not. For it is I that command you. Take courage, and be valiant men. 13:29. And the servants of Absalom did to Ammon as Absalom had commanded them. And all the king's sons arose and got up every man upon his mule, and fled. 13:30. And while they were yet in the way, a rumor came to David, saying, Absalom hath slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. 13:31. Then the king rose up, and rent his garments, and fell upon the ground, and all his servants, that stood about him, rent their garments. 13:32. But Jonadab the son of Simeah David's brother answering, said, Let not my lord the king think that all the king's sons are slain. Ammon only is dead, for he was appointed by the mouth of Absalom from the day that he ravished his sister Amra. 13:33. Now therefore let not my lord the king take this thing into his heart, saying, All the king's sons are slain, for Ammon only is dead. 13:34. But Absalom fled away, and the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold there came much people by a byway on the side of the mountain. 13:35. And Jonadab said to the king, Behold, the king's sons are come. As thy servant said, so it is. 13:36. And when he made an end of speaking, the king's sons also appeared, and coming in they lifted up their voice, and wept. And the king also and all his servants wept very much. 13:37. But Absalom fled, and went to Thalomai the son of Amiah the king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. 13:38. And Absalom after he was fled, and come into Geshur, was there 3 years. And King David ceased to pursue after Absalom, because he was comforted concerning the death of Ammon. 2 Kings chapter 14. Joab procureth Absalom's return, and his admittance to the king's presence. 14:1. And Joab the son of Sarvia, understanding that the king's heart was turned to Absalom. 14:2. Sent to Ekua, and fetched from thence a wise woman, and said to her, Feign thyself to be a mourner, and put on mourning apparel, and be not anointed with oil, that thou mayest be as a woman that had a long time been mourning for one dead. 14:3. And thou shalt go into the king, and shalt speak to him in this manner. And Joab put the words in her mouth. 14:4. And when the woman of Ekua was come into the king, she fell before him upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, Save me, O king. 14:5. And the king said to her, What is the matter with thee? She answered, Alas, I am a widow woman, for my husband is dead. 14:6. And thy handmaid had 2 sons. And they quarreled with each other in the field, and there was none to part them. And the one struck the other, and slew him. 14:7. And behold, the whole kindred rising against thy handmaid, saith, Deliver him that hath slain his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother, whom he slew, and that we may destroy the heir. And they seek to quench my spark which is left, and will leave my husband no name, nor remainder upon the earth. 14:8. And the king said to the woman, Go to thy house, and I will give charge concerning thee. 14:9. And the woman of Echuah said to the king, Upon me, my lord, be the iniquity, and upon the house of my father. But may the king and his throne be guiltless. 14:10. And the king said, If anyone shall say aught against thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. 14:11. And she said, Let the king remember the Lord his God, that the next of kin be not multiplied to take revenge, and that they may not kill my son. And he said, As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. 14:12. The woman said, Let thy handmaid speak one word to my lord the king. And he said, Speak. 14:13. And the woman said, Why hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God, and why hath the king spoken this word, to sin, and not bring home again his own exile? 14:14. We all die, and like waters that return no more, we fall down into the earth. Neither will God have a soul to perish, but recalleth, meaning that he that is cast off should not altogether perish. 14:15. Now therefore I am come, to speak this word to my lord the king before the people. And thy handmaid said, I will speak to the king, it may be the king will perform the request of his handmaid. 14:16. And the king hath hearkened to me to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of all that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. 14:17. Then let thy handmaid say, Let the word of the Lord the king be made as a sacrifice. For even as an angel of God, so is my lord the king, that he is neither moved with blessing nor cursing. Wherefore the Lord thy God is also with thee. 14:18. And the king answering, said to the woman, Hide not from me the thing that I ask thee. And the woman said to him, Speak, my lord the king. 14:19. And the king said, Is not the hand of Jehovah with thee in all this? The woman answered, and said, By the health of thy soul, my lord, O king, it is neither on the left hand, nor on the right, in all these things which my lord the king hath spoken. For thy servant Joab, he commanded me, and he put all these words into the mouth of thy handmaid. 14:20. That I should come about with this form of speech, thy servant Joab commanded this. But thou, my lord, O king, art wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to understand all things upon earth. 14:21. And the king said to Joab, Behold, I am appeased and have granted thy request. Go therefore and fetch back the boy Absalom. 14:22. And Joab falling down to the ground upon his face, adored, and blessed the king. And Joab said, This day thy servant hath understood, that I have found grace in thy sight, my lord, O king. For thou hast fulfilled the request of thy servant. Blessed, that is, and gave thanks to the king. 14:23. Then Joab arose and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. 14:24. But the king said, Let him return into his house, and let him not see my face. So Absalom returned into his house, and saw not the king's face. 14:25. But in all Israel there was not a man so comely, and so exceedingly beautiful as Absalom. From the sole of the foot to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. 14:26. And when he pulled his hair, now he was pulled once a year, because his hair was burdensome to him, he weighed the hair of his head 200 sickles, according to the common weight. 14:27. And there were born to Absalom 3 sons, and 1 daughter, whose name was Amrah, and she was very beautiful. 14:28. And Absalom dwelt 2 years in Jerusalem, and saw not the king's face. 14:29. He sent therefore to Joab, to send him to the king. But he would not come to him. And when he had sent the second time, and he would not come to him. 14:30. He said to his servants, You know the field of Joab near my field, that hath the crop of barley. Go now and set it on fire. So the servants of Absalom set the corn on fire. And Joab's servants coming with their garments rent, said, The servants of Absalom have set part of the field on fire. 14:31. Then Joab arose, and came to Absalom to his house, and said, Why have thy servants set my corn on fire? 14:32. And Absalom answered Joab, I sent to thee beseeching thee to come to me, that I might send thee to the king, to say to him, Wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been better for me to be there. I beseech thee therefore that I may see the face of the king. And if he be mindful of my iniquity, let him kill me. 14:33. So Joab going into the king, told him all. And Absalom was called for, and he went into the king. and prostrated himself on the ground before him. And the king kissed Absalom. 2 Kings chapter 15. Absalom's policy and conspiracy. David is obliged to flee. 15:1. Now after these things Absalom made himself chariots, and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. 15:2. And Absalom rising up early stood by the entrance of the gate, and when any man had business to come to the king's judgment, Absalom called him to him, and said, Of what city art thou? He answered, and said, Thy servant is of such tribe of Israel. 15:3. And Absalom answered him, Thy words seem to be good and just, but there is no man appointed by the king to hear thee. And Absalom said, 15:4. Oh, that they would make me judge over the land, that all that have business might come to me, that I might do them justice. 15:5. Moreover, when any man came to him to salute him, he put forth his hand, and took him, and kissed him. 15:6. And this he did to all Israel that came for judgment, to be heard by the king, and he entered the hearts of the men of Israel. 15:7. And after 40 years, Absalom said to King David, Let me go, and pay my vows which I have vowed to the Lord in Hebron. 15:8. For thy servant made a vow, when he was in Geshur of Syria, saying, If the Lord shall bring me again into Jerusalem, I will offer sacrifice to the Lord. 15:9. And King David said to him, Go in peace. And he arose, and went to Hebron. 15:10. And Absalom sent spies into all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as you shall hear the sound of the trumpet, say ye, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. 15:11. Now there went with Absalom 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, going with simplicity of heart, and knowing nothing of the design. 15:12. Absalom also sent for Achitophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city Gilo. And while he was offering sacrifices, there was a strong conspiracy, and the people running together increased with Absalom. 15:13. And there came a messenger to David, saying, All Israel with their whole heart follow with Absalom. 15:14. And David said to his servants, that were with him in Jerusalem, Arise and let us flee, for we shall not escape else from the face of Absalom. Make haste to go out, lest he come and overtake us, and bring ruin upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. 15:15. And the king's servants said to him, Whatsoever our lord the king shall command, we thy servants will willingly execute. 15:16. And the king went forth, and all his household on foot. And the king left 10 women his concubines to keep the house. Concubines. That is, wives of an inferior degree. 15:17. And the king going forth and all Israel on foot, stood afar off from the house. 15:18. And all his servants walked by him, and the bands of the Sarathi, and the Phelthi, and all the Githites, valiant warriors, 600 men who had followed him from Geth on foot, went before the king. 15:19. And the king said to Ephi the Githite, Why comest thou with us? Return and dwell with the king, for thou art a stranger, and art come out of thy own place. 15:20. Yesterday thou camest, and today shalt thou be forced to go forth with us. But I shall go whither I am going. Return thou, and take back thy brethren with thee, and the Lord will shew thee mercy, and truth, because thou hast shewn grace and fidelity. 15:21. And Ephi answered the king, saying, As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, in what place soever thou shalt be, my lord, O king, either in death, or in life, there will thy servant be. 15:22. And David said to Ephi, Come, and pass over. And Ephi the Gathite passed, and all the men that were with him, and the rest of the people. 15:23. And they all wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself went over the brook Cedron, and all the people marched towards the way that looketh to the desert. 15:24. And Zadok the priest also came, and all the Levites with him carrying the ark of the covenant of God, and they set down the ark of God. And Abiathar went up, till all the people that was come out of the city had done passing. 15:25. And the king said to Zadok, Carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find grace in the sight of the Lord, he will bring me again, and he will shew me it, and his tabernacle. 15:26. But if he shall say to me, Thou pleasest me not, I am ready, let him do that which is good before him. 15:27. And the king said to Zadok the priest, O seer, Return into the city in peace. And let Achimaazi's son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathri, your two sons, be with you. 15:28. Behold, I will lie hid in the plains of the wilderness, till there come word from you to certify me. 15:29. So Zadok and Abiathar carried back the ark of God into Jerusalem, and they tarried there. 15:30. But David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, going up and weeping, walking barefoot, and with his head covered, and all the people that were with them, went up with their heads covered weeping, etc. David on this occasion wept for his sins, which he knew were the cause of all his sufferings. 15:31. And it was told David that Achitophel also was in the conspiracy with Absalom, and David said, Infatuate, O Lord, I beseech thee, the counsel of Achitophel. 15:32. And when David was come to the top of the mountain, where he was about to adore the Lord, behold Chesai the Arachite, came to meet him with his garment rent and his head covered with earth. 15:33. And David said to him, If thou come with me, thou wilt be a burden to me. 15:34. But if thou return into the city, and wilt say to Absalom, I am thy servant, O king. As I have been thy father's servant, so I will be thy servant. Thou shalt defeat the counsel of Achitophel. 15:35. And thou hast with thee Zadok, and soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar through the priests. 15:36. And there are with them their two sons Achimaaz, the son of Zadok, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. And you shall send by them to me everything that you shall hear. 15:37. Then Chesai the friend of David went into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. 2 Kings chapter 16. Ziba bringeth provisions to David. Zimei curseth him. Absalom defileth his father's wives. 16:1. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold Ziba the servant of Mephibosheth came to meet him with two asses, laden with 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, 100 cakes of figs, and a vessel of wine. 16:2. And the king said to Ziba, What mean these things? And Ziba answered, The asses are for the king's household to sit on, and the loaves and the figs for thy servants to eat, and the wine to drink if any man be faint in the desert. 16:3. And the king said, Where is thy master's son? And Ziba answered the king, He remained in Jerusalem, saying, Today will the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. 16:4. And the king said to Ziba, I give thee all that belonged to Mephibosheth. And Ziba said, I beseech thee let me find grace before thee, my lord, O king. 16:5. And King David came as far as Bahurim. And behold there came out from thence a man of the kindred of the house of Saul named Zimei, the son of Dera, and coming out he cursed as he went on. 16:6. And he threw stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the warriors walked on the right, and on the left side of the king. 16:7. And thus said Zimei when he cursed the king, come out, thou man of blood, and thou man of Belial. 16:8. The Lord hath repaid thee for all the blood of the house of Saul, because thou hast usurped the kingdom in his stead, and the Lord hath given the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold thy evils press upon thee, because thou art a man of blood. 16:9. And Abishai the son of Sarvia said to the king, Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? I will go, and cut off his head. 16:10. And the king said, What have I to do with you, ye sons of Sarvia? Let him alone and let him curse. For the Lord hath bid him curse David. And who is he that shall dare say, Why hath he done so? Hath bid him curse. Not that the Lord was the author of Zimei's sin, which proceeded purely from his own malice, and the abuse of his free will, but that knowing, and suffering his malicious disposition to break out on this occasion, he made use of him as his instrument to punish David for his sins. 16:11. And the king said to Abishai, and to all his servants, Behold my son, who came forth from my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now a son of Jemini? Let him alone that he may curse as the Lord hath bidden him. 16:12. Perhaps the Lord may look upon my affliction, and the Lord may render me good for the cursing of this day. 16:13. And David and his men with him went by the way, and Zimei by the hillside went over against him, cursing, and casting stones at him, and scattering earth. 16:14. And the king and all the people with him came weary, and refreshed themselves there. 16:15. But Absalom and all his people came into Jerusalem, and Achitophel was with him. 16:16. And when Chushai the Arachite, David's friend, was come to Absalom, he said to him, God save thee, O king, God save thee, O king. 16:17. And Absalom said to him, Is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? 16:18. And Chushai answered Absalom, Nay, for I will be his, whom the Lord hath chosen, and all this people, and all Israel, and with him will I abide. 16:19. Besides this, whom shall I serve? Is it not the king's son? As I have served thy father, so will I serve thee also. 16:20. And Absalom said to Achitophel, Consult what we are to do. 16:21. And Achitophel said to Absalom, Go into the concubines of thy father, whom he hath left to keep the house, that when all Israel shall hear that thou hast disgraced thy father, their hand may be strengthened with thee. Their hand may be strengthened, etc. The people might apprehend lest Absalom should be reconciled to his father, and therefore they followed him with some fear of being left in the lurch, till they saw such a crime committed as seemed to make a reconciliation impossible. 16:22. So they spread a tent for Absalom on the top of the house, and he went into his father's concubines before all Israel. 16:23. Now the counsel of Achitophel, which he gave in those days, was as if a man should consult God. So was all the counsel of Achitophel, both when he was with David, and when he was with Absalom. 2 Kings chapter 17. Achitophel's counsel is defeated by Chushai, who sendeth intelligence to David. Achitophel hangeth himself. 17:1. And Achitophel said to Absalom, I will choose me 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. 17:2. And coming upon him, for he is now weary, and weak-handed, I will defeat him. And when all the people is put to flight that is with him, I will kill the king who will be left alone. 17:3. And I will bring back all the people, as if they were but one man. For thou seekest but one man, and all the people shall be in peace. 17:4. And his saying pleased Absalom, and all the ancients of Israel. 17:5. But Absalom said, Call Chushai the Arachite, and let us hear what he also saith. 17:6. And when Chushai was come to Absalom, Absalom said to him, Achitophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do it or not? What counsel dost thou give? 17:7. And Chushai said to Absalom, The counsel that Achitophel hath given this time is not good. 17:8. And again Chushai said, Thou knowest thy father, and the men that are with him, that they are very valiant, and bitter in their mind, as a bear raging in the wood when her whelps are taken away. And thy father is a warrior, and will not lodge with the people. 17:9. Perhaps he now lieth hid in pits, or in some other place where he lest. And when any one shall fall at the first, every one that heareth it shall say, There is a slaughter among the people that followed Absalom. 17:10. And the most valiant man whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall melt for fear. For all the people of Israel know thy father to be a valiant man, and that all who are with him are valiant. 17:11. But this seemeth to me to be good counsel. Let all Israel be gathered to thee, from Dan to Beersheba, as the sand of the sea which cannot be numbered, and thou shalt be in the midst of them. 17:12. And we shall come upon him in what place soever he shall be found, and we shall cover him, as the dew falleth upon the ground, and we shall not leave of the men that are with him, not so much as one. 17:13. And if he shall enter into any city, all Israel shall cast ropes round about that city, and we will draw it into the river, so that there shall not be found so much as one small stone thereof. 17:14. And Absalom, and all the men of Israel said, The counsel of Chushai the Arachite is better than the counsel of Achitophel. And by the will of the Lord the profitable counsel of Achitophel was defeated, that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. 17:15. And Chushai said to Zadok and Abiathar through the priests, Thus and thus did Achitophel counsel Absalom, and the ancients of Israel. And thus and thus did I counsel them. 17:16. Now therefore send quickly, and tell David, saying, Tarry not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but without delay pass over, lest the king be swallowed up, and all the people that is with him. 17:17. And Jonathan and Achimah stayed by the fountain Rachel. And there went a maid and told them. And they went forward, to carry the message to King David, for they might not be seen, nor enter into the city. 17:18. But a certain boy saw them, and told Absalom. But they making haste went into the house of a certain man in Bahurim, who had a well in his court, and they went down into it. 17:19. And the women took, and spread a covering over the mouth of the well, as it were a dry sod and barley, and so the thing was not known. 17:20. And when Absalom's servants were come into the house, they said to the women, Where is Achimaaz and Jonathan? And the women answered them. They passed on in haste, after they had tasted a little water. But they that sought them, when they found them not, returned into Jerusalem. 17:21. And when they were gone, they came up out of the well, and going on told King David, and said, Arise, and pass quickly over the river. For this manner of counsel has Achitophel given against you. 17:22. So David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over the Jordan, until it grew light, and not one of them was left that was not gone over the river. 17:23. But Achitophel, seeing that his counsel was not followed, saddled his ass, and arose and went home to his house and to his city, and putting his house in order, hanged himself, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. 17:24. But David came to the camp, and Absalom passed over the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him, to the camp, the city of Mahan, the name of which, in Hebrew, signifies the camp. It was a city of note at that time, as appears from its having been chosen by Isbosheth for the place of his residence. 17:25. Now Absalom appointed Amasa and Joab stead over the army. And Amasa was the son of a man who was called Jethro, of Jezreel, who went into Abigail the daughter of Nas, the sister of Sarvia, who was the mother of Joab. 17:26. And Israel camped with Absalom in the land of Gilead. 17:27. And when David was come to the camp, Zobiah the son of Nas of Rabbath of the children of Ammon, and Machir the son of Amihul of Lodabar and Barzillai the Gileadite of Rogelim. 17:28. Brought him beds, and tapestry, and earthen vessels, and wheat, and barley, and meal, and parched corn, and beans, and lentils, and fried pulls. 17:29. And honey, and butter, and sheep, and fat calves, and they gave to David and the people that were with him, to eat. For they suspected that the people were faint with hunger and thirst in the wilderness. 2 Kings chapter 18. Absalom is defeated, and slain by Joab. David mourneth for him. 18:1. And David, having reviewed his people, appointed over them captains of thousands and of hundreds. 18:2. And sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai the son of Sarvia, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Athai, who was of Geth. And the king said to the people, I also will go forth with you. 18:3. And the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth. For if we flee away, they will not much mind us. Or if half of us should fall, they will not greatly care. For thou alone art accounted for 10,000. It is better therefore that thou shouldst be in the city to succor us. 18:4. And the king said to them, What seemeth good to you, that will I do. And the king stood by the gate. And all the people went forth by their troops, by hundreds and by thousands. 18:5. And the king commanded Joab, and Abishai, and Athai, saying, Save me the boy Absalom. And all the people heard the king giving charge to all the princes concerning Absalom. 18:6. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was fought in the forest of Ephraim. 18:7. And the people of Israel were defeated there by David's army, and a great slaughter was made the day of 20,000 men. 18:8. And the battle there was scattered over the face of all the country, and there were many more of the people whom the forest consumed, than whom the sword devoured that day. Consumed, viz., by pits and precipices. 18:9. And it happened that Absalom met the servants of David, riding on a mule. And as the mule went under a thick and large oak, his head stuck in the oak. And while he hung between the heaven and the earth, the mule on which he rode passed on. 18:10. And one saw this and told Joab, saying, I saw Absalom hanging upon an oak. 18:11. And Joab said to the man that told him, If thou sawest him, why didst thou not stab him to the ground, and I would have given thee 10 sickles of silver, and a belt. 18:12. And he said to Joab, If thou wouldst have paid down in my hands 1,000 pieces of silver, I would not lay my hands upon the king's son, for in our hearing the king charged thee, and Abishai, and Athai, saying, Save me the boy Absalom. 18:13. Yea, and if I should have acted boldly against my own life, this could not have been hid from the king, and wouldst thou have stood by me. 18:14. And Joab said, Not as thou wilt, but I will set upon him in thy sight. So he took 3 lances in his hand, and thrust them into the heart of Absalom. And whilst he yet panted for life, sticking on the oak. 18:15. 10 young men, armor bearers of Joab, ran up, and striking him slew him. 18:16. And Joab sounded the trumpet, and kept back the people from pursuing after Israel in their flight, being willing to spare the multitude. 18:17. And they took Absalom, and cast him into a great pit in the forest, and they laid an exceeding great heap of stones upon him. But all Israel fled to their own dwellings. 18:18. Now Absalom then reared up for himself, in his lifetime, a pillar, which is in the king's valley. For he said, I have no son, and this shall be the monument of my name. And he called the pillar by his own name, and it is called the Hand of Absalom, to this day. No son, the sons mentioned above, chap. 14.27, were dead when this pillar was erected. Unless we suppose he raised this pillar before they were born. 18:19. And Achimaaz the son of Zadok said, I will run and tell the king, that the Lord hath done judgment for him from the hand of his enemies. 18:20. And Joab said to him, Thou shalt not be the messenger this day, but shalt bear tidings another day. This day I will not have thee bear tidings, because the king's son is dead. 18:21. And Joab said to Chushai, Go, and tell the king what thou hast seen. Chushai bowed down to Joab, and ran. 18:22. Then Achimaaz the son of Zadok said to Joab again, Why might not I also run after Chushai? And Joab said to him, Why wilt thou run, my son? Thou wilt not be the bearer of good tidings. 18:23. He answered, But what if I run? And he said to him, Run. Then Achimaaz running by a nearer way past Chushai. 18:24. And David sat between the 2 gates. And the watchman that was on the top of the gate upon the wall, lifting up his eyes, saw a man running alone. 18:25. And crying out he told the king. And the king said, If he be alone, there are good tidings in his mouth. And as he was coming apace, and drawing nearer. 18:26. The watchman saw another man running, and crying aloud from above, he said, I see another man running alone. And the king said, He also is a good messenger. 18:27. And the watchman said, The running of the foremost seemeth to me like the running of Achimaaz the son of Zadok. And the king said, He is a good man, and cometh with good news. 18:28. And Achimaaz crying out, said to the king, God save thee, O king. And falling down before the king with his face to the ground, he said, Blessed be the Lord thy God, who hath shut up the men that have lifted up their hands against the Lord my king. 18:29. And the king said, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Achimaaz said, I saw a great tumult, O king, when thy servant Joab sent me thy servant. I know nothing else. 18:30. And the king said to him, Pass, and stand here. 18:31. And when he had passed, and stood still, Chesai appeared and coming up he said, I bring good tidings, my lord, the king, for the Lord hath judged for thee this day from the hand of all that have risen up against thee. 18:32. And the king said to Chesai, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Chesai answering him, said, Let the enemies of my lord, the king, and all that rise against him unto evil, be as the young man is. 18:33. The king therefore being much moved, went up to the high chamber over the gate, and wept. And as he went he spoke in this manner, My son Absalom, Absalom my son, would to God that I might die for thee, Absalom my son Absalom, would to God. David lamented the death of Absalom, because of the wretched state in which he died, and therefore would have been glad to have saved his life, even by dying for him, in which he was a figure of Christ weeping, praying and dying for his rebellious children, and even for them that crucified him. 2 Kings chapter 19. David, at the remonstrances of Joab, ceaseth his mourning. He is invited back and met by Simei and Mephibosheth, a strife between the men of Judah and the men of Israel. 19:1. And it was told Joab, that the king wept and mourned for his son. 19:2. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day, The king grieveth for his son. 19:3. And the people shunned the going into the city that day as a people would do that hath turned their backs, and fled away from the battle. 19:4. And the king covered his head, and cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom, O Absalom my son, O my son. 19:5. Then Joab going into the house to the king, said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, that have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons, and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines. 19:6. Thou lovest them that hate thee, and thou hatest them that love thee. And thou hast shewn this day that thou carest not for thy nobles, nor for thy servants. And I now plainly perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had been slain, then it would have pleased thee. 19:7. Now therefore arise, and go out, and speak to the satisfaction of thy servants. For I swear to thee by the Lord, that if thou wilt not go forth, there will not tarry with thee so much as one this night, and that will be worse to thee, than all the evils that have befallen thee from thy youth until now. 19:8. Then the king arose and sat in the gate. And it was told to all the people that the king sat in the gate. And all the people came before the king, but Israel fled to their own dwellings. 19:9. And all the people were at strife in all the tribes of Israel, saying, The king delivered us out of the hand of our enemies, and he saved us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he is fled out of the land for Absalom. 19:10. But Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in the battle. How long are you silent, and bring not back the king? 19:11. And King David sent to Zadok, and Abiathar through the priests, saying, Speak to the ancients of Judah, saying, Why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? For the talk of all Israel was come to the king in his house. 19:12. You are my brethren, you are my bone, and my flesh. Why are you the last to bring back the king? 19:13. And say ye to Amasa, Art not thou my bone, and my flesh? So do God to me and add more, if thou be not the chief captain of the army before me always in the place of Joab. 19:14. And he inclined the heart of all the men of Judah, as it were of one man. And they sent to the king, saying, Return thou, and all thy servants. 19:15. And the king returned and came as far as the Jordan, and all Judah came as far as Galgal to meet the king, and to bring him over the Jordan. 19:16. And Simei the son of Jared the son of Jemuiah of Bahurim, made haste and went down with the men of Judah to meet King David. 19:17. With 1,000 men of Benjamin, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and 20 servants were with him, and going over the Jordan. 19:18. They passed the fords before the king, that they might help over the king's household, and do according to his commandment. And Simei the son of Jared falling down before the king, when he was come over the Jordan. 19:19. Said to him, Impute not to me, my lord, the iniquity, nor remember the injuries of thy servant on the day that thou, my lord, the king, wentest out of Jerusalem, nor lay it up in thy heart, O king. 19:20. For I thy servant acknowledge my sin. And therefore I am come this day the first of all the house of Joseph, and am come down to meet my lord the king. 19:21. But Abishai the son of Sarvia answering, said, Shall Simei for these words not be put to death, because he cursed the Lord's anointed? 19:22. And David said, What have I to do with you, ye sons of Sarvia? Why are you a Satan this day to me? Shall there any man be killed this day in Israel? Do not I know that this day I am made king over Israel? 19:23. And the king said to Simei, Thou shalt not die. And he swore unto him. 19:24. And Mephibosheth the son of Saul came down to meet the king, and he had neither washed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his garments from the day that the king went out, until the day of his return in peace. 19:25. And when he met the king at Jerusalem, the king said to him, Why camest thou not with me, Mephibosheth? 19:26. And he answering, said, My lord, O king, my servant despised me. For I thy servant spoke to him to saddle me an ass, that I might get on and go with the king. For I thy servant am lame. 19:27. Moreover he hath also accused me thy servant to thee, my lord the king. But thou my lord the king art as an angel of God, do what pleaseth thee. 19:28. For all of my father's house were no better than worthy of death before my lord the king. And thou hast set me thy servant among the guests of thy table. What just complaint therefore have I? Or what right to cry any more to the king? 19:29. Then the king said to him, Why speakest thou any more? What I have said is determined. Thou and Seba divide the possessions. 1930. And Mephibosheth answered the king, Yea, let him take all, for as much as my lord the king is returned peaceably into his house. 1931. Barzillai also the Gileadite coming down from Rogelim, brought the king over the Jordan, being ready also to wait on him beyond the river. 1932. Now Barzillai the Gileadite was of a great age, that is to say, 80 years old, and he provided the king with sustenance when he abode in the camp, for he was a man exceeding rich. 1933. And the king said to Barzillai, Come with me that thou mayest rest secure with me in Jerusalem. 1934. And Barzillai said to the king, How many are the days of the years of my life, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? 1935. I am this day 80 years old. Are my senses quick to discern sweet and bitter? Or can meat or drink delight thy servant? Or can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Why should thy servant be a burden to my lord, the king? 1936. I thy servant will go on a little way from the Jordan with thee. I need not this recompense. 1937. But I beseech thee let thy servant return, and die in my own city, and be buried by the sepulchre of my father, and of my mother. But there is thy servant Jamam, let him go with thee, my lord, the king, and do to him whatsoever seemeth good to thee. 1938. Then the king said to him, Let Jamam go over with me, and I will do for him whatsoever shall please thee, and all that thou shalt ask of me, thou shalt obtain. 1939. And when all the people and the king had passed over the Jordan, the king kissed Barzillai, and blessed him. And he returned to his own place. 1940. So the king went unto Galgal, and Chamam with him. Now all the people of Judah had brought the king over, and only half of the people of Israel were there. 1941. Therefore all the men of Israel running together to the king, said to him, Why have our brethren the men of Judah stolen thee away, and have brought the king and his household over the Jordan, and all the men of David with him? 1942. And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, Because the king is nearer to me. Why art thou angry for this matter? Have we eaten anything of the king's, or have any gifts been given us? 1943. And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, and said, I have 10 parts in the king more than thou, and David belongeth to me more than to thee. Why hast thou done me a wrong? And why was it not told me first, that I might bring back my king? And the men of Judah answered more harshly than the men of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 20. Saba's rebellion. Amasa is slain by Joab. Abela is besieged, but upon the citizens casting over the wall the head of Saba, Joab departeth with all his army. 20:1. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Saba, the son of Bachri, a man of Jemini. And he sounded the trumpet, and said, We have no part in David, nor inheritance in the son of Isaiah. Return to thy dwellings, O Israel. 20:2. And all Israel departed from David, and followed Saba the son of Bachri. But the men of Judah stuck to their king from the Jordan unto Jerusalem. 20:3. And when the king was come into his house at Jerusalem, he took the 10 women his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them inward, allowing them provisions. And he went not in unto them, but they were shut up unto the day of their death living in widowhood. 20:4. And the king said to Amasa, Assemble to me all the men of Judah against the third day, and be thou here present. 20:5. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried beyond the set time which the king had appointed him. 20:6. And David said to Abishai, Now will Saba the son of Bachri do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou therefore the servants of thy lord, and pursue after him, lest he find fenced cities, and escape us. 20:7. So Joab's men went out with him, and the Sarathi and the Phelvi, and all the valiant men went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Saba the son of Bachri. 20:8. And when they were at the great stone which is in Gabaon, Amasa coming met them. And Joab had on a close coat of equal length with his habit, and over it was girded with a sword hanging down to his flank, in a scabbard, made in such manner as to come out with the least motion and strike. 20:9. And Joab said to Amasa, God save thee, my brother. And he took Amasa by the chin with his right hand to kiss him. 20:10. But Amasa did not take notice of the sword, which Joab had, and he struck him in the side, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and gave him not a second wound, and he died. And Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Zeba the son of Bichri. 20:11. In the meantime some men of Joab's company stopping at the dead body of Amasa, said, Behold he that would have been in Joab's stead the companion of David. 20:12. And Amasa imbrued with blood, lay in the midst of the way. A certain man saw this that all the people stood still to look upon him, so he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and covered him with a garment, that they who passed might not stop on his account. 20:13. And when he was removed out of the way, all the people went on following Joab to pursue after Zeba the son of Bichri. 20:14. Now he had passed through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel and Beth-Maachah, and all the chosen men were gathered together unto him. Abel and Beth-Maachah, cities of the tribe of Naphtali. 20:15. And they came, and received him in Abel, and in Beth-Maachah, and they cast up works round the city, and the city was besieged. And all the people that were with Joab, labored to throw down the walls. 20:16. And the wise woman cried out from the city, Hear, hear, and say to Joab, Come near hither, and I will speak with thee. 20:17. And when he was come near to her, she said to him, Art thou Joab? And he answered, I am. And she spoke thus to him, Hear the words of thy handmaid. He answered, I do hear. 20:18. And she again said, A saying was used in the old proverb, They that inquire, let them inquire in Abel. And so they made an end. 20:19. Am not I she that answered truth in Israel, and thou seekest to destroy the city, and to overthrow a mother in Israel? Why wilt thou throw down the inheritance of the Lord? 20:20. And Joab answering said, God forbid that I do not throw down, nor destroy. 20:21. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Zeba the son of Bichri by name, hath lifted up his hand against King David. Deliver him only, and we will depart from the city. And the women said to Joab, Behold his head shall be thrown to thee from the wall. 20:22. So she went to all the people, and spoke to them wisely. And they cut off the head of Zeba the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he sounded the trumpet, and they departed from the city, every one to their home. And Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king. 20:23. So Joab was over all the army of Israel. And Benaiah the son of Joiada was over the Sarathites and Pelthites. 20:24. But Adoram over the tributes. And Josaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder. 20:25. And Ziva was scribe. And Zadok and Abia three priests. 20:26. And Ira the Jerite was the priest of David.